Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Hymns of praise, then let us sing. Alleluia. Unto Christ, our heavenly King. Alleluia. Who endured the cross and grave. Alleluia. Sinners to redeem and save. But the pains which he endured, alleluia, our salvation have procured, alleluia. Now above the sky he's King, where the angels ever sing, Alleluia. Sing we to our God above, Alleluia. Praise eternal as his love, Alleluia. Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts. Alleluia. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Hallelujah. Remember how he spake unto you. Hallelujah. The Son of Man must be crucified, and the third day rise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may, by the renewal of the Holy Ghost, rise again from the death of the soul. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The lesson for Easter Sunday is written in Isaiah chapter 52. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than the sons of men, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, and kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them, they shall see. And that which they had not heard, they shall consider. Here endeth the lesson. Today's epistle is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. St. Paul writes, "Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Here endeth the epistle. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Let us keep the feast with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Jesus lay in death's strong bands, for our offenses given. But now at God's right hand he stands, and brings us life from heaven. Therefore let us joyful be, and sing to God right thankfully, loud songs of hallelujah, hallelujah. It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life, the reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death, his sting is lost forever. Hallelujah. Here the true Paschal Lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong his love to save us. See, his blood doth mark our door. Faith points to it, death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. Hallelujah. So let us keep the festival, whereto the Lord invites us. Christ is himself the joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. By his grace he doth impart eternal sunshine to the heart. The night of sin is ended. Hallelujah. Then let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace hath purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. Alleluia.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Easter gospel begins on a somber note. It is very early in the morning on the first day of the week, and the women come to the tomb, not because they are expecting a sunrise service, not because they are thinking of anything other than giving honor to their beloved master. But it seems that nothing worked out the way they hoped, and so their steps are very sorrowful steps. And the one thing that's on their mind as they carry the spices that they brought is, who is going to roll away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And they're worried, how are we going to get in to pay our last respects to our departed Lord and Master? And when they get around the bend, they see that the stone was rolled away, literally rolled back, for it was very great. And this is the first unexpected shock. And this is the theme of St. Mark's account of the resurrection of Christ, how shocking it was. How unexpectedly shocking it was. And the first shocker is that in the midst of their grief, they see that the stone was rolled away from the door of the sepulcher. And so they press on and they go in to perform their ministrations upon the dead body of their Lord. But when they enter the sepulcher, the second shock, there stood a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a long white garment. So not only was the tomb opened and the stone rolled back, but now they see an angel of God. But they don't see the kind of angel they would expect. At first appearance, it just seemed to be a young man in a long white robe. But this young man, when they saw him sitting there on the right side, they were frightened and shocked. And he said to them, "Be not affrighted." Just like Jesus said to his disciples at the end of the transfiguration, when they were down on their faces, trembling with fear, he put his hand upon them and said, "Be not afraid, it is I." And so here, this young man, he invites these frightened women, shocked women, "Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified." So the angel speaks of their master and Lord, Jesus of Nazareth, and he speaks of him as having been crucified. And then he says, "He is risen. He is not here." And he says, "Behold the place where they laid him." So here, the angel of the Lord, he tells them, Jesus is risen from the dead, as really and as truly as he was crucified, dead, and buried, and sealed in a tomb, he is risen, and he is not here. He is no longer in the grave. He is no longer among the dead. And he points, and he says, "Behold the place where they laid him." And of course, the place where Jesus was laid was now vacant, for the Lord had risen again. He goes on and he gives them a commission. He says, "Go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." So tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead, and that they shall soon see him, just as he said to you. So the angel refers them to the words of Jesus, so that into their minds could come flooding back everything that Jesus had said to them concerning his rejection, his condemnation by the elders, his mistreatment, his suffering, crucifixion, death, and burial. Everything comes flooding back, "as he said unto you." Now, the gospel lesson proper for Easter Sunday morning from St. Mark's gospel ends on a curious note. It says of the women that they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And so we see this note of utter shock and surprise. Think of the disciples, wherever they were at this hour of the morning. And think of these women up early to come and do their duty and pay their respects, and wondering to themselves, what happened? I guess the Pharisees and the scribes must have been right about him. But how can that be? He was so good. His words were the words of life. But I guess it doesn't look like he was who he said he was. In other words, early Sunday morning was a time of sorrow and questions as yet unanswered. All they could see was what their senses told them. Their master and Lord, whom they had followed so diligently for so long, was now dead and buried. And then all of a sudden, a stone rolled back. All of a sudden, an angel telling them that Jesus is not here in the tomb, but is risen from the dead. All of a sudden, the place where they laid his body is now empty. And all of a sudden, the angel who told us that he is risen from the dead tells us to go and tell the rest of the disciples that they will soon see him even as he said. Well, that's about as much as they could take at the moment. And so they shot out of there as quickly as they could. They fled, it says. They fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And their first response was to not say anything to anyone because they were afraid. In other words, the news of the resurrection of Jesus is so unexpected, but so wonderful that it takes these women some time to recuperate from the initial shock before they eventually do go and tell the disciples that he is risen. But thanks be to God, despite liberal theologians, Mark doesn't leave us there. He says that the Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. So the disciples are gathered together. They are mourning. They are weeping. And in bursts Mary Magdalene, the first person to see the risen Christ. And she tells them that he is risen from the dead. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, they did not believe. They believed her not. They are shocked by what they hear from her, but they do not believe. Afterward, he appeared in another form to two men as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the residue, neither believed they them. This is a quick mention of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus who had a conversation with Jesus. And then at the dinner table, he was revealed to them in the breaking of the bread. And so they went back, and St. Mark tells us, but they didn't believe them either. Finally, Jesus appears to the 11 as they sat at meat. And notice what it says. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. How is it that Jesus could upbraid them? Well, first of all, they were overjoyed to see him, but he had to upbraid them because their failure to believe those who reported the resurrection of Christ was a hardness of heart. It was unbelief, and all unbelief is to be upbraided and rebuked. Why is that? Because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. To become a believer in Jesus is the work of the Holy Spirit. And the work of the Holy Spirit does not happen out of the blue sky. But the Holy Spirit uses instruments or means, specifically the word and the sacrament. So that wherever the word of the gospel is, wherever the sacraments are administered in accordance with Christ's command and institution, there is God, there is the Spirit of God, and there is all that is necessary for a person to go from unbelief to belief, because faith is not a human work that we engineer and offer to God, but faith is the gift of God that He offers and gives to us when we hear the gospel. And so, when the angel tells the women that He is not here, He is risen, that gospel word is sufficient to ignite faith and to strengthen faith in the heart. And so it is when Mary Magdalene went and reported to the disciples that she had seen the Lord, that was enough to ignite faith, because the words, "He is risen from the dead," which He had promised numerous times, is sufficient to create faith in the heart. And when the two returned from their conversation with Jesus, their dinner companion, and they went back and told the rest of them, their report was a gospel report of the risen Lord who had fulfilled His promise. And therefore, it was sufficient to ignite faith, because it is the Holy Ghost who works through the word of the gospel and the holy sacraments to ignite or kindle faith and to sustain faith in us. And so the unbelief of the disciples, just like the unbelief of everyone who simply dismisses these things and goes about their secular life unconcerned with the things and gifts of God, so it is that the disciples had to hear this rebuke of their unbelief and hardness of heart before Jesus said to them finally, "What does the resurrection mean? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That, my friends, is the church's commission, that the gospel be preached in all of its sweetness to everyone. And when the gospel is preached, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. How is a person saved? A person is saved by the good news of Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our sins and raised again for our justification. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Once again, unbelief is censurable rebukable, upbraidable. And just as Jesus had upbraided the disciples with their unbelief and hardness of heart for not believing the reports of his resurrection, so it is here that the Lord warns against turning away from the gospel in unbelief. Now, before we close for today, let's just have a reminder of the blessings of the resurrection. We know that Jesus, the Son of God, gave his life as a ransom for sinners. The resurrection is God's absolution of Christ. Remember that Jesus went to the cross bearing our sins, and he was punished for our sins in our place. And God poured out his wrath against sin upon Jesus rather than upon us. And so Jesus is the atoning sacrifice. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The resurrection of Christ is God's vindication of his Son, the vindication of his once for all sacrifice. The resurrection is God the Father's stamp of approval on the teaching and the sacrifice of Christ, so that we, hearing the good news of the resurrection of Jesus, may be thankful to God that the Father has accepted the sacrifice of the Son on our behalf, and that the resurrection of Christ is God the Father's absolution of his Son, who bore once and for all the sins of the world. And therefore, our absolution is connected with Christ's absolution. And every time that we hear that our sins are forgiven and that we are accepted by God and that he pours his grace out upon us, it is because Christ has once for all paid for our sins, and now he lives vindicated by God the Father. His resurrection is also a powerful demonstration that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. The resurrection is spoken of in two ways. In one way, God the Father raises Jesus from the dead. And this shows that God puts his stamp of approval on Jesus' person, his claims, his promises, his sacrifice and death for our sake. And then we have the other scriptures that tell us that Jesus raised himself from the dead. He says, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it up again. This power have I received from my Father. And so when we consider those passages in which Jesus rises from the dead, it tells us he is the Son of God in power, and that we are right to trust in him, to believe in him, to honor the Father by honoring the Son, and to praise the name of Jesus with hallelujahs, not only on this Easter day, but for the rest of eternity, because the resurrection of Christ is our guarantee of everlasting life in the kingdom of glory. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Let us pray. Blessed art thou, O God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to thine abundant mercy hast begotten us again unto a new and living hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Thou hast transformed the night of doubt and sorrow into the new and eternal day of joy and gladness by the rolling of the stone from the door of the tomb. Thou hast brought life and immortality to light by the glad tidings that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that death has no power over him. Thou hast sent unto all dwelling in this world of darkness and the shadow of death the joyful hope of an inheritance incorruptible and full of glory. O God, we thank thee. Thou hast delivered from the grip of death thy Son who died for our sins and hast raised him by thy power. Thou hast brought him forth as the first fruits of all who sleep, and given him the keys of death and hell. That which thou didst sow in dishonor and weakness, thou didst raise in glory and power. O God, we beseech thee that through him thou hast taken away for us the sting of death and the victory from the grave. Fill our hearts with the joy of the resurrection. Grant unto thy church and people everywhere the power of an endless life, that they may show forth thy praises. Bestow thy grace upon our homes. Bless them with Easter's consolation and hope. Send forth the conquering banner of Christ's victory into all the world, that nations may join the hosts of heaven in songs of triumph. Guard us, O Lord, by thy power, that we may be kept in this holy faith. Wipe away all tears from our eyes. In every adversity and trial, preserve us so that we fail not in receiving the blessings of Christ's ransom and the fruits of his resurrection. In the promise of Easter, take from us all the fear of death. Let the radiant beams of the Easter dawn's early light shine into the depths of our souls. Renew us by thy Spirit, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Hold fast before our eyes the promise that in Christ our lowly body shall be fashioned like unto his glorious body, and that as we have borne the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly. And then when thou callest us to thy heavenly rest, may we sleep peacefully in Jesus, awaiting the sound of the trumpet, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible, in the name of our risen and ever-living Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 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 Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you all.
God bless.
Have a happy and a blessed Easter.
Happy Easter.
I wish I could be with all of you today.
Miles, say happy.